This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood claims to be an icon of women's rights and defender of choice, but is being embarrassingly caught discriminating against pregnant employees by none other than the New York Times. Adding to that embarrassment, abortion workers are blowing the whistle on cost-saving practices at one Planned Parenthood where sterile specimens were collected in ordinary paper cups and where doctors were denied sterile gloves. Perhaps that explains the clinic closure after they could find no doctors to do abortions in Nashville. Abortion is officially coming to Ireland, with its chief executive signing the bill that plans to compel Catholic hospitals and all health workers to be friendly with abortion. With a phalanx of pro-life groups opposing abortion specimen funding, the director of the National Institutes of Health continues his inflammatory rhetoric. Francis Collins now claims research use of abortion tissue is somehow pro-life. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. A Canadian hospital operated by the Sisters of St. Martha and renowned for its palliative care has enemies. These hostiles want the sisters to accept medical killing of expensive and weak and aged patients. Canadians are persuaded by propaganda to accept medical assistance in dying, and early death advocates want the sisters to cooperate. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.